Hello there. Welcome to Following the Truth. Today is October the 7th. It's a Wednesday. I'm Gary Zimak, and I am so glad you're here. I plan to be here for the next 30 minutes, and I hope you'll be able to stay with me. We're going to talk about peace today. As we move through this list of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, peace is, it's one of those things that is really, if somebody asked me, what's your top fruit? What's the top fruit of the Holy Spirit that you want to see in your life? I mean, peace is right up there without a doubt. And I think most people would agree they are looking for that peace in their life. We touched on it a couple of days ago with the idea that Jesus was able to sleep in the storm. He was at peace even though the storm was raging around him. And if we learn to let that peace flow through us, it's not only going to affect us, but it will affect the entire world, one person at a time. Unfortunately, we sometimes get that mentality that I can't do anything, I'm one person. Well, I'm a big believer in that Mother Teresa phrase, be the one. Don't wait for everybody else to do it. Be the one. And we can change the world. You know, we can change the world around us. And let's be honest, do you think we could use a little more peace in this world? I mean, I don't even have to ask that question. We sure could. So we're going to spend today talking about peace, what we can do to be able to experience greater peace in our life, and then to share that peace with others. We're going to be, what I'm going to be using for the basis of what we'll talk about is the chapter on peace in my new book, Let Go of Anger and Stress, Be Transformed by the Fruits of the Spirit. By the way, if you haven't gotten your book yet, you can get it by going to followingthetruth.com. That's the easiest way. You can also go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Ave Maria Press, or any number of other sources. But the easiest way to do it is to go right to my website, followingthetruth.com, and you can find out about the book. Now, you know, I got an email today, too. By the way, I didn't even ask you, how you doing today? You doing okay? You see, I should ask that. I got so hyped up about getting into this show that I didn't even ask you how you were doing. I hope you're doing okay. It is another beautiful day here in South Jersey. But here's an interesting thing. Now, I want to let you know something. Today, I did some writing, and this is why I came on so strong on the program today. I'm all ready to go, revved up. I'm doing my show a little later today because I was busy trying to get some writing done. I've got two books coming out next year, and one of them, and then I have another one coming out the following year. So I got a lot of deadlines back to back that I'm trying to meet, and I have to be pretty disciplined with my writing. Well, I didn't feel like writing today. I woke up, I was kind of in a funk, I was tired. I just wasn't with it. I did EWTN radio this morning on the Sunrise Morning Show, and after that, I just felt a little out of it. And I have these days, you know, where I thought, I just want a day off. If only I could have a day off. And really, I don't want you to feel sorry for me because I've got the greatest job in the world. I write about Jesus all day. I speak about him on the radio. I don't know how you could have a better job. But sometimes I just get a little tired and I want to grab a book, a good book. I want to sit down. I want to read. I want to just maybe listen to some music and just relax. And it wasn't in the cards today. It's something, I need to meet this deadline, and I had to write today. So I just did it. I sat down, I asked the Holy Spirit for help, and once I started, it began to flow, and I'm really glad about that. I'm really glad I did. Interestingly enough, I was writing about being committed to God, which is one of those things that I have always struggled with in the past. I'd make promises to him, I'm going to pray more, I'm not going to forget about you, I'm going to do this, that, or the other thing. And before you know it, I forget about them, you know, and I've done that a lot. And over the years, I've learned that it's important to remain faithful to him. He's faithful to me. So the least I can do is be faithful to him. So I'm writing about commitment, turning to God, loving him, even when you don't feel like it. And I thought, man, this is just really appropriate to write about this on a day when I'm just not feeling it. And we have those days. I mean, there's nothing especially bad going on in my life. I just am tired today. I'm a little burned out, and I feel like I need a break. But we're going to have those days. And you know what? It is okay to take a break sometimes. And I'm I'll be the first one to tell you, I took a break and took a walk with Eileen earlier today. But for the most part, I just couldn't take the day off. I want to be here for you to do this show. I want to write my daily email devotional. I really feel God wants me to do that. And also, I have to write this chapter today. So I just plunged into the show after writing. And I got a good amount of writing done today, thanks be to God. And I just got right into it. I started blabbing, and that's where I'm coming from. I don't even know why I'm saying this. I think I'm trying to explain why I didn't ask you how you were, but that's how it is. I hope you're doing well. I got an email today. Man, that was a long-winded introduction, wasn't it? And I'm not done yet, so I will wrap this up quickly. I got an email today about somebody saying, how can I find peace? I am going crazy with what's going on in the world. You know what? Welcome to the club. Many people are going crazy. You know why? Because the world is nuts at the moment. But we need to remember, and this is my job here, we need to remember that God is still in control. We have to get our focus back to Him and recognize He is sovereign. He's the boss. He's in charge. And we have limited or no control over other people. We might have a little, we might be able to set a good example, but we have limited control over other people. And we need to remember that. Because otherwise, we are going to go nuts. We control what we can control. And that means I can go out and vote, and I should. I can pray. I could stand up for Jesus in a world who really wants to forget about Him. There are things I can do, but it's limited. You know, I've got a limit as to what I could do. And I just think back, I've been getting this image more and more. During the time of Christ, the residents of Palestine, they were under Roman rule, right? The Romans were in charge. But yet Jesus still had the ultimate power. So, honestly, and we're going to talk more about this when we get nearer to the election, the presidential election. I'm not going to talk politics. I don't do that. I am going to talk probably about how I will vote as a Catholic. Just give you general principles. For example, I will always vote for life. I will vote pro-life. Because the murder of the unborn, that issue outweighs every other issue. If we're murdering the unborn in the womb legally, why in the world am I even going to move on to another issue? So, yeah, that's how I vote. But look, we could be on different sides of this argument. You could have a different candidate than you could vote for a different candidate or candidates than I do. But we can still, no matter who you vote for, you're probably going to be frustrated, or you are frustrated. You know, depending, it's not going to matter, and we don't have to get into specifics here, and I don't want to. But ultimately, Jesus is in charge, and if we focus on Him as our Lord and our Master, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. Yes, He lets things happen that we might not like, but if we keep our eyes on Him, walk with Him every day, we're going to be able to feel that peace that only He can give. And that's what we'll talk about today. We will talk about peace. So I want you to take a deep breath, whatever it is that's taking your peace away today. Let's pause and let's try to get that peace back, because that peace is not dependent. Your ultimate peace, lasting peace, the peace which is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that peace is not dependent on everything going your way. It is not dependent on external circumstances. And that means that the whole world can crash down around you. And if you are tapping into the power of the Holy Spirit and letting the Holy Spirit fill you with His peace, nobody can take that peace away from you. That is reason to rejoice, don't you think? And that really is where we all need to be as Christians. Yes, there will be things in life that will upset us, but we have to let go of it. And that's one of the reasons my book is called Let Go of Anger and Stress. Yes, there are things that you should be angry about in life, but St. Paul says in his letter to the Ephesians, be angry, but don't sin. Let that anger result in action. You know, that anger should drive you to vote, to pray, to speak out. But don't let that anger turn into resentment. Don't let that anger turn into personal attacks on friends, on coworkers, on politicians. You know, we don't want to let our anger turn into sin. We want to let our anger motivate us like the anger Jesus experienced motivated him to overturn the tables in the temple. Jesus was not out of control. Jesus was trying to make a point. So anger should motivate you to action. But then you got to let go of it. Otherwise, it's going to eat you up or cause you to turn to commit a sin. We don't want to do that, okay? So today's all about peace. Why don't we pray? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for letting us be with you again today. Father, as I pause and I sit here, I just think about how much you love me, how much you love all of us, how you created each one of us in your image and your likeness. Father, the fact that we are alive is proof that you are sustaining us, that you are keeping us alive. You're providing for our needs, and we thank you for that, Father. Help us to be grateful. It's so easy to lose sight of our blessings. So I pray, Father, that we can be reminded of our blessings throughout the remainder of today. Help us be able to see your presence in everything that happens, in everyone that we meet. Father, help us to be filled with your peace, the peace which comes from your Holy Spirit, so that we can share peace with those we meet. We ask you to bless us, our family, our friends. Please grant us what we need this day. And Father, we ask for a special outpouring of your Holy Spirit. Please fill us with your Spirit. Give me the words to speak during this program. And open all of our minds and all of our hearts to be receptive to your message that you have for us today. Father God, we ask these things in the most holy and sacred and powerful name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever, altogether. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, thank you so much. You know, I've told you this before, it is awesome to be able to spend some time with you every day. This is one of the highlights of my day. So thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Gary Zimak. The name of the show is Following the Truth. If you want more information about my work, please visit followingthetruth.com. By the way, I did a webinar yesterday for Ave Maria Press. I think we called it Finding Peace in a Crazy World. And I got a lot of new daily subscribers to my Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled daily email devotional. So if you happen to be a new listener of this podcast, if you found out about me through the webinar, welcome. I'm so glad. And if you have not yet, if you're listening to this and you haven't yet signed up for Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, I really think you will like it. And it's so simple. All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, submit your email address. That's all you need to submit. You can give me first and last name, but you don't have to. That's not mandatory. And then you hit OK, and you get signed up to receive a daily email from me, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. It starts with a Bible verse, and it has a reflection. It's really simple. It takes you about a minute and a half to read each day. The goal is to bring peace to you. That's why I do this. I do not spam you. You get one email a day from me. And if at any time you decide to unsubscribe, you just click unsubscribe and you are done. It costs you nothing, but I really think you would enjoy it. So if you would like to give it a try, please visit followingthetruth.com for more information. All right, peace. So when we talk about peace as a fruit of the Holy Spirit, I begin the chapter, and I do a chapter in Let Go of Anger and Stress on each of the fruits of the Spirit. I do a chapter on peace, and by the way, I have not found another book, another Catholic book specifically, which addresses each of the fruits of the Spirit. Many books have been written on the Holy Spirit and on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but the fruits, these are the end results. When you let the Spirit work, this is what your life is going to look like. And to me, I think that's a really good incentive for letting the Spirit work in your life. But I've never found another book that really concentrates on the fruits. So if you're interested, please, I think you'll enjoy Let Go of Anger and Stress. But I start off the chapter on peace with the words of Jesus in John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. And just from the Lord's words alone, peace I leave with you. That indicates that at some point, he's going to be departing. Now, remember, he's saying this as he is still walking around with a flesh and bone body. I'm going to be departing, he's saying. So I'm leaving my peace with you. My peace I give to you. So just by looking at his words, we realize that his peace is still with us. And that peace comes to us through his Holy Spirit, which he gives to each of us when we're baptized. And my peace I give you, from that, we can infer that peace is a gift. It's something that he gives, that Jesus gives to us. It's not something that we can go out and acquire. And I think a lot of us have been misinformed by the world. And when I say the world, it's the predominant opinion of those in the world, that peace is the absence of problems. So the only way I can have peace is if I get rid of all my problems. Well, since none of us are ever going to get rid of all of our problems, we're never going to have lasting peace unless we tap into that peace which comes from Jesus through his Spirit. He leaves us that peace. It's not going anywhere. It's here. It is available to you right now. It does not matter what you are going through, what illness you're facing, how hopeless your situation looks, how desperate your problems are, what the world looks like, what the United States looks like at the present moment, what your social media feed looks like. It doesn't matter. Peace is given to us from Jesus, and it's there for all of us. But, this can be challenging. It can be challenging. How do we find peace? Well, in the book, and I'm just going to touch on this quickly, St. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, we've been talking about Philippians for the past couple of days, Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, St. Paul states, and we mentioned this yesterday, rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. Your kindness shall be known to all. The Lord is near. You know, that's the reason to rejoice. The Lord is near. And then he states, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. So Paul's saying, don't freak out about your problems, but instead turn to God, who is always available, always ready to hear you. Give him your petitions. Let him know what you need. Thank him, because you know he's going to answer. He might not answer in the way you like, but he will always answer. And then the peace of God, not the peace of the world, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. In other words, it's a peace that doesn't necessarily make sense. It's a peace that allows you to be calm even when you are facing terminal cancer. It's that kind of peace. It's a peace that doesn't depend on circumstances. That peace will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And looking at the statement of Paul, which, as we said the other day, was made while he was under house arrest, chained to a Roman guard 24/7. So Paul wasn't, he wasn't exactly experiencing some favorable circumstances when he's talking about this peace. Paul tells us that we too can be filled with peace. So really, I would say, in looking at his message, there are six steps that we can take to obtain peace. The first one is to rejoice. We talked about this yesterday. Joy is a choice. Rejoice, we can choose to rejoice even when we're in the midst of trials and tribulation. If you don't feel like rejoicing, what do? You rejoice anyway because God is with you. That's step one. Step two is to recognize God's presence. And Paul points that out. And that's exactly the reason why you rejoice, because God is with you. He is with you wherever you go. As Psalm 139 states very clearly, there's nowhere we can go to get away from the presence of God. And Jesus reaffirmed that message before he ascended into heaven. In Matthew 28, he told his followers, I will be with you always until the end of time. So he's here too. And he sent his Spirit. So the Father, Son, and the Spirit, they are right here with us. So the second step is to recognize God's presence. And these are really, I would say, these are six steps to being able to receive the Lord's peace. The third step, don't worry. Now, Paul is clear about that. Don't worry about your problems. We can not worry. You can't necessarily escape from fear because fear is an emotion, but you can choose to not worry. How do you do that? By praying, by reading the Bible, by reading a good spiritual book, even by watching a TV program, listening to music, taking your mind off of your worries. You know, something that engages your mind so that your wheels don't just spin round and round and round, wondering about the what-if scenarios in your life. The fourth step, very clearly explained by Paul, is to pray. God, help me. Jesus, please help me. You know, rather than worrying about your problems, which we're all really good at doing, let's do that. Let's pray. And Paul's saying, and look, this is something we have to do. It's not automatic. And if we're wondering why we're not feeling peace, oftentimes we're not praying. We're not following these steps. Okay, and I know what you might be saying, and I'm going to get to that. Because look, I want to be honest with you. I don't want to just give you a bunch of steps and say, you do this, you're going to feel better. It's not always that easy. But let me get through the steps first. Be thankful. Now, Paul doesn't recommend thanking God after our prayers are answered. He instructs us to pray with thanksgiving. Why? I just mentioned it. Because if we ask, we will receive. So we can say, thank you, God, for hearing and answering my prayer. He answered it. The minute you pray, he answers. And you could say, no, I'm still waiting. No, he answered. His answer could be wait. His answer could be yes. His answer could be no. But he answers. You know, so if you don't get your result, what you asked for immediately, you could still thank him. Thank you, God, for answering. And again, that answer might be wait. The time isn't right. The answer could be no. But if we're praying, thy will be done, and really meaning it, then we got to be okay with no. And finally, the sixth step is to receive God's peace. If we do all these other steps, there will be some degree of peace that will come from praying and giving our problems to the Lord in this way. Will it be permanent? Will it be overwhelming? Not always. Sometimes you can pray this way and still be jittery and not feel the peace. Sometimes that peace just resides initially, and maybe for a while, in your mind, so you can be at peace. And this gets a little complicated, but it is possible to be at peace but not feel peaceful. You be at peace knowing I've done everything I could. I've done everything that Paul tells me to do. I rejoiced. I prayed. I avoided worry. I thanked God. I did all these things. And I know he answered me. And sometimes as you just proceed through that list and think about everything you did, you begin to realize, all right, I can relax. I did everything I could. I'm still a little queasy, but that's okay. And you know, you're going to that peace sometimes is fleeting. It can be momentary. It can go away again. But then you know what? Then you can go back and repeat the process again. And doing this brings you closer to God because you're praying more. But sometimes you're still not going to feel peaceful. And I mention in the book that oftentimes there are two things that can block your peace. One of them is if you have some unresolved or unconfessed sin in your life. And that's possible sometimes. Sometimes the Lord is allowing you to not feel peaceful because he wants to get your attention and make sure you realize there's something unresolved in your life you need to take care of. Maybe you need to forgive somebody. Maybe there's something you need to do. Maybe you did something and need to confess it. You know, you committed some kind of sin. And the other thing that sometimes will block our peace is if we aren't surrendering to God's will. And that's a tough one, because no matter how hard we try, there are certain desires we have. And if I'm praying for something, maybe a job that I really want, and I'm not getting it, or I got turned down for it, but I really wanted it. It was going to make my life a whole lot easier. It was going to be more money. It's a better use of my talent. You know, and I've been in this position. And then you get the rejection email or call. It's pretty hard to just take that and say, okay, thy will be done. I remember doing it. That happened to me a few years ago when I was doing some additional work besides ministry. And I was working at the parish at the time, and I applied for a different job. And I got turned down, even though I swore I would get the job. I had a great interview. It lasted over 2 hours. I thought, they're going to hire me. And I remember one day it came at a really, really bad time in the parish. I was having a problem with a certain situation there, and I got this email saying I got turned down for the job, and I was crushed. I felt devastated, but I remember saying, thy will be done. I didn't feel it, but I said it, and just the act of saying it made me feel at peace. So take heart. You're not always going to feel that peace, but keep at it. Keep saying, thy will be done. Keep trusting the Lord, and you are going to eventually feel more and more peaceful. Just give it some time, okay? So that's it. That's the talk about peace. Pray. Keep connected to the Lord. Read some scripture. Talk to him. Receive the sacraments if you can as often as possible. And sometimes you have to just turn the TV off, to be honest with you, right? And that's going to restore your peace. Okay, I'm looking at the clock. I really have to run. I look forward to being back with you on the program tomorrow. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk about patience. I hope you'll be able to be patient and wait till tomorrow. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. Talk to you soon.